number 11 and 12, I need to open up the bag of goodies, the bag of stuff that I hope will be a blessing to you today. We've been talking about fruit on Wednesday night. Almost fruit catastrophe right there. Okay, let me set that over here. Genesis chapter 1 and verse number 11 and 12. If you found it, say amen. Read it with me. Here we go. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and the herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. I enjoy fruit. Do you all like fruit? Do you kids like fruit? I love fruit. I enjoy all kinds of fruit. Now, today, I brought apples. Do you know what this is? A plum. That is right. Okay, do you know what this is?
A peach.
That is a peach. That is right. Okay, and then what's this?
Orange.
Uh-huh, and then what is this?
Cherry.
That is a cherry. It's got a stem on. Now, I love fruit. I love all kinds of fruit. I love its sweetness. I love its savor. But every taste is different. And you know, fruit has all the different kinds of fruit we got here. There's even more kinds than this, but this is all I could scrounge up in a minute. They all hang on a tree. Did you know that?
Yeah.
That's right. They all come from a tree. They have several things in common. Now, who likes to eat apples? I need a couple of apple eaters. Let me have Brother Forrest and Miss Johanna. Who else? I need a couple of apple eaters. We can have some adults if you want to. But I got four apples here about the same size. Let me kind of rub the stuff off that. Okay, here we go. Who likes apples? I got two. All right. You got a couple back there. All right, come here, Tiana. Come here, Brother Logan. We'll see who's the fastest eater of an apple, okay? I want to see. Oh, grab. You want that one? That one's bruised. That one's soft. That one's softer now, easier to chew through. Okay, I promise. I washed these. I did. Look how shiny they are. They're shiny. Okay, we're going to need paper towels. That's right. Okay. Yeah, you dropped them on the floor. Okay, so we're going to see who can eat this apple the fastest. Now, if you start to feel weird without choking. Although I haven't done a Heimlich this year, that would be fun. All right, there's a problem. You know what to do. Okay, on your mark, get set, go. Who likes apples? Come on, who likes apples? Oh, you got braces. Dude, that was... Oh, Johanna made it all the way around in one bite. Holy cow, that took talent. Keep going. I'll bet you she can skin an apple without breaking the skin. That's awesome, sister. What? Oh, that was good. Anybody else? Come on. You going to catch up to her, buddy? Keep wiping and eating. Come on, wiping and eating. All right, Logan, I'm sorry, buddy, but you'll get a participation trophy later. I apologize. Who's got it? I think Johanna's still in the lead. Chew, baby, chew. Don't swallow, chew. Chew, baby, chew. Chew, chew, chew. That's my girl. All right, what about you? You going to do this? Tiana, hi. Oh, my soul, Tiana, you got down to the core on a couple of those pieces. Who do you think's going to win?
Tiana.
No, Johanna, she's tearing it up. She's made a groove in both sides. All right. I believe that is a minute. So let's see. Holy cow, you bit that in half. Let's see who weighs more. All right, let's see who weighs more. Oh, yeah, Johanna tore it up. Sorry, Forrest. Let me see. He's got this done. Oh, my soul. Okay. Oh, I can't tell the difference. I'd say that was a tie. Give him a hand. Come here, Miss Johanna. All four of you, come here. Mrs. Mix gave me the bucket of cool stuff. Go ahead and get one. That baseball bat, a double bubble, seems to be the most popular thing going these days. Hurry. All right. But you know what, guys? Out of all these things that you guys ate, one of the coolest things that all this fruit has in common is there are seeds in the bottom of that. Did you notice that? There is seeds. Did you see that? There's seeds in the bottom of it. That's right. Do you know what's inside every seed? A tree. Yeah, let me move over here where I'm a little more in frame. Let me move over here just a little bit. How's that, Brother Phil? Is that better? Every one of these fruits has a seed on the inside. This is the proper way to eat a peach, by the way. You take it and go like this. Every one of them has a seed. That is a pit, but inside it's a seed. See, it says in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 11, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind. So you can tell what kind of tree it is by the fruit that it bears. You realize the fruit doesn't determine the tree, but the root determines the fruit. So you can tell what kind of tree it is, whether it's an orange or an apple, or whether it's a cherry tree or a plum. It you can tell. Now, apple trees have these little bitty seeds in them. Do you see that, everybody? And apple seeds, when they're planted, what kind of tree comes out of an apple seed?
Apple.
An apple tree. You sure you don't get an orange tree if you plant an apple seed?
No.
No, see? See, the seed determines what kind of tree grows. So apples always beget more apples, and cherry trees beget more cherries, and peach trees beget more peaches, and of course, plums. Plums also have a seed on the inside. Let's look and see what it looks like. Look at this. Yeah, so this is how you do it. You give it a spin like this, and they come out in nice big chunks. All right, and inside there, what's this called? A plum pit. That's right. It's a seed. It's a plum seed. Now, do you realize this one apple seed right here? Apple trees can live between 50 and 80 years, but they only produce after about 7 or 8. I know. And they only produce after about 7 or 8 years, and then they stop producing after 50. There'll be a few exceptions. But one apple tree can bear up to 800 apples in a year. Now, commercial trees will bear more like 1,200 according to Google Farm or Wiki Farm. That's what it was called. Wiki Farm. And everything on the internet's true. You know that. But so one tree can bear on average up to 800 apples a year and span basically 40 years. So when I did the math, and I'm sure you guys can help me with that, it's almost 24,000 apples off one tree. That's a lot of apples. Now, like I said, they all have seed inside. In Genesis 1:11, which we read a minute ago, it says, whose seed is in itself. Inside it, you find, where's the other apple that I cut? Here we go. Inside this apple, which they ate, there's seeds. Sometimes there's three, sometimes there's four seeds in every apple. It says in Genesis 1:12, the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after its kind. And inside each one of these apple seeds is what?
An apple tree.
Now you wouldn't think it, but when I was a boy, about your guys' age right here on this pew, I would climb trees and eat apples right out of the tree. And that tree would support my weight. And that tree started from an apple seed that big. And it would take root and it would grow and it would bear fruit. Did you know that God compares you and I to trees? Did you know that? Take your Bible, go to Psalms chapter number 1. Psalms 1. God compares us to trees. Look what it's here in Psalms 1. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. So the blessed man doesn't do those things. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Now look at that next verse, verse 3. And he, the one that doesn't do the stuff in verse 1, but does the stuff he's supposed to do in verse 2, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. So if we obey God, we will bear fruit. Now on Wednesday nights, we've been talking about the kind of fruit Christians bear as born again believers, okay? In John 15 verses 1 through 8, it says, I'm the vine, the true vine, and my Father's the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, that it may bring forth more fruit. It says in John 15, 16, that God is glorified when we bear fruit. So from Galatians 5, 22 and 23, what are some of the fruits of the Spirit that we're supposed to bear? Love. What else? Joy. Peace. Patience. Kindness. Faithfulness. Self-control. Is that all of them?
No.
No. What was it that Brother Noah taught us? But the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. That when we abide in Christ, when we walk with him, we bear fruit. We stay connected to him. In John 15 and verse 3, the Bible says, now are ye clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch, that's us, cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. If we obey Christ and stay close to him, we will bear fruit. We'll have the fruits of the Spirit naturally, because the root is the Lord Jesus Christ, who's taken up residence inside us. Now, if we obey Christ, if we continue to grow and bear a lot of fruit, listen to what it says in John 15 and verse 8. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. But when we disobey God, we don't flourish, we wither. Listen to what it says in Psalms 1. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. We, connected to the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting him as our personal Savior. Now, we've talked about this a lot, knowing that we're sinners and sin has a cost. And Christ came to pay that cost. And when we trust him as our Savior, he saves us and he takes up residence inside us. And we're the fruit. We are the fruit. You see, it says that trees bear fruit of themselves. And every tree started as a seed from a different tree. Some other tree, if I were to plant this and grow another peach tree, and I'd get peaches, this tree, this fruit came from another tree. Not the one I planted, but from the one that came before. And we are like a tree in the fact that in us, we have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we also bear fruit of ourselves in the fact that we as people reach other people for the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, they ate the apple and they ate the sweet part, that's for sure. They ate the part that tasted good. They did all that. But what we threw away was a whole nother tree full of apples that is yet to be realized. See, when all we do is trust the Lord as our Savior and that's it, it's like we're a tree that's not bearing fruit. Inside each one of us is however many souls we can reach in our lifetime. And so, yes, you were the fruit of somebody else's labor. Somebody else led you to the Lord. Somebody else put forth the effort and brought the gospel to you, whether it was when you were a child in Sunday school or a teenager or maybe at a youth activity or maybe in a church like this or church setting, and you were the fruit of someone else's tree, someone else's labor. But the question you and I have to decide on, and children, this goes for you guys. Many of you are starting school tomorrow. Many of you will be around other people that don't know the Lord as their Savior. Then yes, you are a piece of fruit from somebody else's labor. But inside you, you can be like a tree. How many untold hundreds of people can you and I reach for the Lord Jesus Christ and bear the fruit of souls if we'll tell others? You know, the Bible says, suffer the children to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of God. Why? Because they get it. You children, you get it. You understand God. Us adults sometimes will complicate things. But it's simple, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That is a simple story you can tell your classmates. That's a simple story you can tell the kids at the park when you're playing on your way home. If you're sitting on the bus, if you ride a bus like my kids did, you know, you can tell the simple story. See, there's a difference between being fruit and being a tree. God likes us as fruit, of course. God likes it when we bear the fruits of the Spirit. But the other way we're like a tree is by bearing the fruit of soul winning. Inside each one of these children, parents, is the ability to reach hundreds of people that you and I couldn't make a dent with. I remember when my kids were little, they'd run around the store and hand out tracts because nobody's going to be ugly to a child. And they just wanted to do it. And people were excited to meet them. And we as adults, I know that we're older, but there's a phrase in the Bible that's in Haggai 2:19, is the seed yet in the barn? If we don't ever step outside of our own little world and give the gospel, that seed never gets planted. See, every soul you win to Christ is like another tree. How many hundreds of people can they reach because you reach them? And then, let me show you. You see, when one person reaches another, then they reach another and they reach another. And each one of them have the potential of reaching hundreds and hundreds more. It becomes an exponential growth in the kingdom. I think back to myself, you know, I don't know how many folks I've won to the Lord, but there's so many more out there. And like I said, I like fruit. I think fruit is awesome. I think it's neat that, you know, if you plant this seed, we could get another cherry tree. And I love cherries. Yes, cherries. But how many inside that pit is another tree? And so often we just throw them away. And inside that pit is another tree, yes, but thousands of fruit that'll bear other trees, that'll bear other trees. When you see a child here at this church, you know, we're excited to have children in our church. What do you see? Is it just babysitting? Is that why we do it? Is that why we have children's classes? Is it just to pass the time so the parents aren't bothered with children that are running around and can't? So are we just interested in the parents bearing fruit? You see, when I got saved at the age of 23, I'd already wasted 18 years where I could have been fruitful for the Lord. I was already an adult when I was saved. But had I trusted Christ as my Savior when I was young, like these kids, how many more could I have reached for the Lord? You see, children's ministries are not babysitting. Children's ministries are not, they're not just to pass the time to pacify parents, to attract parents to come to church. Children's ministries are the nurturing of a tree that'll bear thousands more fruit than you and I can because they'll start younger and they are not afraid to tell others. They're not self-conscious like we adults can be sometimes. And they're definitely not under the restrictions you and I are on the job, on the workplace, or in social settings. So you see, as a church, we think of our children's ministry, we call it a nursery. Yeah, like a tree nursery. We're nurturing the next set of fruit bearers that possibly could go farther and do greater than you and I. But it all starts by knowing the Lord as your Savior. If you died tonight and you're not sure heaven's your home, it's time for you to be a piece of fruit. It's time for you to come to know the Lord. But I think I'm talking to a lot of people here tonight that already know the Lord. Are you just fruit? Or are you becoming a tree? Let's stand with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. Is the seed still in the barn? Somebody planted the seeds of the gospel in your heart. That somebody did it in such a way that it took root and bore fruit. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. And God, we're thankful that from the time of Christ, over 2,000 years, people are planting seeds of the gospel in the hearts of believers, and how they have stepped out of their comfort zone generation upon generation to bring the gospel through Europe and across the seas to America and to here. We're thankful, God, that the gospel found its way into our life and into our hearts. We're truly thankful for that, Father. And it's true, God, that as we bear your fruit, as we show love and joy and peace and long-suffering and gentleness, goodness, meekness, and temperance, faith, that others can see that you're real because the fruit bears evidence of the root. Father, we need to be trees. We need to be reaching out to others more than just the one fruit, but to hundreds that are in our social circles. Let us be the witness tonight you want us to be. Help each child in here know that they're valued, that they have a future and a purpose that's bigger than they can imagine for your glory. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. As Mrs. Mix plays tonight, maybe you never saw yourself as a tree. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Maybe you never saw yourself as a fruit bearer. We throw away the pit so often because we don't think it's of any value. But tonight, I want you to be honest with God and ask the Lord, who is it you want me to reach? And let God give you a name to start praying for, a person for you to start targeting in prayer and then target with the gospel. As she plays and sings, won't you take some time tonight and ask God to make you that kind of fruit-bearing tree for His glory?
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back.
Romans 1:17 says that faith in me to faith in others, from faith to faith. That which is in us, that which is already born fruit in our salvation, bears fruit in the heart of others as we give the gospel. As we become more than just fruit, we become a tree, planting multiple seeds, bearing fruit over generations.
No turning back.
One more, Mrs. Mix.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
Think of it. Who led you to the Lord? Then who led them to the Lord? And who led that person and that person all the way back to the shores of Galilee? An unbroken chain of faith in them and faith into the next person.
No turning back.
Let's be part of that chain. Let's be part of that.
Till I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. Though no one join me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back.
Our heavenly gracious Father, thank you. Thank you, God, that we can be more than just one piece of fruit. God, we can actually be more. We actually have a purpose that is beyond our life, bigger than our own social circle and bigger than the scope of our cares and our worries. God, we have a purpose that spans generations that we can be a part of. Father, let us be that fruit bearer. Let us abide in Christ, that Christ may be able to bear fruit beyond our wildest dreams. Thank you for the children that are here tonight. Thank you, God, that they want to participate, that they want to be a part of it. And Father, I ask that you would use them for your glory. Start them early, God. May they avoid the mistakes we've made in our lives. Maybe they'll avoid the pitfalls of sin like we stepped in. And Father, may their lives be an even greater witness to the glory of God and the saving power of the gospel than our own. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank